Would you use a different word for people that you're more familiar with? That
no.
you're closer to?
Not really.
What would you say to your wife in the morning, or do you say anything?
Well, for the last week, every morning the first thing I say is, how's your cold?
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you say when you're parting from someone?
Bye.
Do you make any difference here for how well you know them?
No, I usually just say bye. Like when people go out of the offices up there each day, if they see them come by me, or I'll go by them as they go out, I say bye, and they say bye.
You say see you later or anything like that?
Once in a while, but usually it's just bye.
What about when people come to your home and they leave? Do you say something else, something to them other than bye?
Yes, well, of course we'll say, glad you came, come back and see us, and that sort of thing, and then usually bye, too.
Okay. On December the 25th, you wish someone...
Merry Christmas.
All right. Is there anything else you say?
Not usually on that day.
What would you say on other days close to that?
Well, anytime towards the between then and New Year's, if I don't expect to see them again before New Year's, I usually say Happy New Year.
Are there any customs that are especially related to Christmas and New Year that you think of that are...
Oh, gift giving, something like that, you mean?
Mm-hmm. But are there any special customs that you think of?
There are Christmas parties, you mean that would count?
Well, anything, really.
Christmas
I'm just
parties
open to
and,
anything that you think of.
Christmas dinners and so forth. For joyous occasions.
Does your family generally get together for Christmas dinner?
In recent years, we go to my mother-in-law. She has Thanksgiving turkey dinner and Christmas. Turkey again for Christmas. That's been the custom because my wife is from a big family and they have a big house. And that's about the only place everybody can get together and get in the same house.
I guess
big
so.
Occasions.
Are there any customs about New Year's? Maybe food that you eat on New Year's?
No, not we don't. We don't. New Year is just another day with us. Some people like Fallon. He's old. I'm joking. I guess he doesn't do it, but he jokes about having hog Joe and black-eyed peas on New Year's and the old expression that however many peas you eat that day is how many dollars you'll have during the year. So
I never heard that.
Well, that's just a joke.
Oh.
I'd sure hope to have a lot more dollars next year than I'll eat peas. If I eat three meals per day New Year's of peas, I know I wouldn't eat as many peas as I would hope to have dollars during the year.
Oh, is there any special food that you think of in connection with Christmas?
Oh, yes, turkey, fruit cake, nuts and fruits and candy.
But there's no meaning associated with it as there is black-eyed peas particularly?
No.
What about, do you go to church on Christmas Eve or anything of that sort that's a custom?
No, not unless it happens to be on regular church-going day.
But there's not like for example, Catholics, I think, have a Christmas Eve Mass or something that they may go to. But there's not anything that you think of like that.
Well, right. Of course, churches have programs. They have a Christmas tree to give out presents for the kids, for the small kids. And used to have a Christmas show. Our church quit having the show and just have a simple Christmas program and tree and the present given there.
I see. What is something that you would call something thrown in with a purchase or given when a bill is paid?
A bonus.
All right. A place where you park your car is a...
Parking lot.
Or if it's a building, it's a...
Parking garage.
All right.